This is John Costa, and today I'm down at Cophill Down Village on Salisbury Plain for the 7th Armoured Brigade Desert Rats Task Force Hellman Operation Herrick 19 Media Day. And I'm here with Captain Duncalf, who was talking about doing a project with the 2nd Battalion, the Royal Anglian Regiment. I went and visited them recently at Kendrew Barracks over in Rutland. And why I'm being introduced to the various soldiers and stuff, I recognise someone from about three or four years ago in the High Cross when he put his berry on my little boy Elliot. And it's Corporal Johnson. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Well, mate, older and wiser, what can I say? fancy seeing you here.
I know. I'm one of those like a bad penny. Yeah. Cannot get rid of me.
Now, you're actually in the Territorial Battalion, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. And you've committed to doing the Op Herrick 19. And you guys are going to be deploying for sort of six to nine months. From your point of view, is this the first time that you've deployed with one of the regular battalions?
No, it's not. It's the second time I've actually deployed on operations, and it's the second time I'm actually going out with to Royal Anglian, because the last time I did in 2008 was Telic 12 to Iraq. Then I got out for a bit, did the United Nations tour, a peacekeeping tour in Cyprus, and then obviously I've had the opportunity to come out with these guys for Herrick 19, so I jumped at the chance.
Now, obviously, what's really interesting is I used to be in the TA many years ago, and so did some attachments to the regular battalions in the Green Jackets, and you're a TA, and there's a real big push now for, you know, from the government, Army 2020, to get more people in the reserves to then kind of go things like operations and stuff. And the lady who was doing the briefing earlier said, when you're walking around, you can speak to any of the soldiers, but you'll have to ask them whether they're a reserve. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really ultimately answering the question a lot of people worry about, isn't it, about the quality and the standard of, say, the TA or a reserve soldier alongside regulars. And the regular guys I'm talking to here are all saying, well, at the end of the day, it's your attitude and your own personal skills. Definitely. Rather than whether you're part-time. And in fact, you're probably more enthusiastic, maybe.
I get that a lot. Everyone says I'm a bit too keen, a bit too smiley with what I'm doing as I'm getting thrashed around training areas. But the thing is, the difference is, obviously, I choose to be here. And it's a great opportunity to do that. With, obviously, the civilian life I have, it's difficult for me to say goodbye to that and then join the regular army, because it just wouldn't work. So I've got too many commitments there. The army is something I love, and I've loved it for many years.
So this is like the best of both worlds, isn't it?
Definitely. It works for me massively. Obviously, I've explained to a lot of the lads here that weren't too aware of how the army reserves, obviously they've changed the name now to, works. I've explained it to them, but actually they realise the commitment we actually have to give, and it's not as easy as people think, because they think obviously they do this 9-to-5, they get paid 24/7. We do this on a 50 around your weekends, etc. That's weekends we have for our family, whereas these guys obviously have the weekends off work, but we do our 9-to-5 jobs, or even if you're doing a 12-hour shift, and then obviously your weekend off is then taken up with training with the Army Reserves. So it's difficult, but at the same time, I wouldn't be here if I didn't enjoy what I did.
Now, do you have a career? Don't tell me what you do, but do you have a career that involves working for an employer, or are you self-employed?
Both. I'm self-employed. And obviously I have worked with an employer, and obviously I finished with them 6-8 months ago, just before coming out of here. That was just a choice of my own. Obviously went back into recruiting for the reserves, which is obviously was a great honour to do that, because I say it's something I love doing, and it just all tied in together. Gave me a chance to talk to people about my current experience, which I believe is very important for people who want to join the reserves, for example, is rather than talk to somebody who's been in for X amount of years and is used to doing it the old school way. Obviously, the way things are happening now, obviously with the name change, for example, to me was a massive tick in the box for me, because it needed a different name to rebrand itself. So,
and also I think to build value with people as well. I mean, you know, you think about it now, if we're looking to recruit say 30,000 reserves, I think the number is across the UK, that's potentially 30,000 people who are, you know, have a commitment to go and serve the country in any of the three armed services, but also then walking around Civvy Street with those skills and with that experience and that training and stuff like that. And there's probably going to be more of them walking around in Civvy Street than there are then regulars walking around, if you like. You know what I mean? People, you won't be able to tell.
And that's the thing. There used to be obviously the stigma between being a TA guy, as in...
Oh, yes. I've been called all sorts of weird and wonderful
things. But like I said, the difference is it's a choice we make. Somebody signs a four-year contract, they're stuck with what they're doing, but we choose to be here. So I think we are dedicated massively to what we're doing at the time. And There used to be a big gap between the training that the TA got and the regulars, but now I think they've realised that to get us up to date with how the regulars work, we have to do the same training. We have to have access to the equipment, training areas, the resources that the regulars get. Otherwise, how can we join a regular battalion and expect to fit in? But basically, how do we expect to have a smooth transition when we've not had hands on the equipment we're going to be using? But obviously, they've realised that. They've changed that now, and that is with the recent training I got in Chilwell. That is what's happened. We've had hands on all the equipment. The training we've had has been in par with the regulars. Some of the stuff we actually got taught was more in depth than what actually some of the guys have been taught here. Obviously, that's been picked up through the pre-deployment training we've done now. But obviously, we have been massively pre-prepared for this tour, and I feel a lot more confident. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, back in my day, we used to buy our own equipment. You know, you'd buy like a smock, you'd have to buy a decent rucksack, you know, like a Berghaus rock rucksack or something like that. Whereas now, I think you guys get given exactly the same equipment as was back then we didn't. So now, you not only do you look the same and feel the same, but like you were saying, you get trained on the same equipment. So there is no knowledge gap beyond the quality of the man, whether that's a regular person or in the TA, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, if you want to learn, there are facilities for learning. Obviously, what limits us is the time schedule that we actually have. Obviously, with our one day parading on a Wednesday and obviously the weekends, that can never compensate for the 9 to 5, 7 days a week that the regulars do, or 5 days a week. So we are limited to the amount of time we have to train, but it's the intensity of the training we receive and the willingness to learn that I think holds us up there. It's a constant fight, obviously, to ascertain and be able to keep the knowledge flowing and obviously keep up to date and current. But it's just the enthusiasm and the love for what we do that actually enables us to manage that. And obviously, through the upgraded training we're getting now, it is stepping up massively. And it's great to see it as well, because obviously I've been in for 7 years now, and I've seen the difference in the training and the way everything's been done. And like I said, with the kit and equipment, we had our kit issued before we got here. We had more kit than the regulars did. And then obviously they got their new issue up a couple of weeks ago.
Upgrades.
Yeah,
and stuff,
yeah. But it was good to see that we actually had the exact same equipment. It wasn't a case of all the TA guys have got X, Y, and Z, and we've had to buy our own stuff. Yeah. I mean, people do buy their own kit, but like I say, it's the issue stuff that with the use of it in operations. Obviously, it's like anything. You start off with a boot. You see how that boot works. It doesn't work, and then they have been changing it. Yeah. Like every bit of equipment we have, they've been changing from the boots to the tops to the smocks to the vehicles.
So. Well, one of the things with the media is it very much focuses on the negative, so therefore it'll focus on the bits of the equipment that won't work or causes fatalities, as opposed to the advances probably that I could have an entire conversation with you about boots. The boots I was issued to the boots that I bought and the boots I wore ultimately are the precursor of the ones that you get issued now and even the ones that you just choose to buy. Final question, I'll let you go. What do your friends think about you being in the reserves? Are they split down the middle? Half of you think you're a hero and other half think you're completely bonkers?
Well, when I first joined up...
I'm being sarcastic.
No, it's true. People do think you're mad for doing what you do. It takes. That's like, why would you spend all your weekends doing that? And I say, why would you spend all your weekends in the pub? Or doing something that just gets repetitive and boring. I said I do something I love doing. A few people in life can say they've actually found something they love doing, and I used to envy people that used to, I don't know, do up cars or have their own little projects going on, because I never had that, and I thought to myself, I'd love to be doing something I love doing, and I found it now, and I will continue to do this. And a lot of my mates now wish they had done what I do now. Obviously, some of them are too old. Fitness isn't what it should be, but for me, they tell me their time's gone for that. Yeah. But to me, I mean, I'm 32 years old now.
That's a great way of settling an argument. Now, if you can beat me to that lamppost, like, you can win.
That's it. Well, I mean, the average age of guys is 19, 20. I'm holding it down. I'm still keeping up with them. Not as fast as I used to be, but I'm still there. But I said it keeps me young. I can't stop smiling. I love it. I do what Excellent. I do, and I hope to do it for many more years. And not necessarily on the ground, but obviously through promotion, etc. I'll be able to mentor and then teach what I've been taught, and then obviously hopefully pass on the same passion I have for what I do.
Brilliant, mate. Listen, thanks very much, and good luck on Ops.
Thank you. See you soon. God bless.
Cheers, mate.